Slavery is called by another name these days, human trafficking, and it's becoming one of the biggest criminal industries in the world. Of particular concern is the trafficking of children. They're recruited and transported to work essentially as indentured servants. In Africa, South Africa is a main destination. Correspondent Gretchen Wilson visited one of South Africa's border regions and met up with one child who escaped.
South Africa's Malalane region, near the borders of Mozambique and Swaziland, is a way station for migrant children. The Kamakakeza market teems with kids. Boys hawk cell phone vouchers. Girls sell boiled eggs. Just beyond, kids work in the fields and in private homes as domestic helpers. None go to school. Many of these children have come here on their own, driven by desperate poverty in their own countries. But some have been recruited by others and forced to work for little or no wages. Carlos is 17, but his story begins when he was 7 and living in an orphanage in Mozambique. His parents had recently died. A man who lived near the orphanage started to visit Carlos every day. They became close.
It's like maybe your best friend.
One day, the man took Carlos from the orphanage and brought him to a van full of other children. He told Carlos he'd see him again in South Africa, where they'd live in a big new house.
I was thinking about the good things that he told me. I would have a better life and everything that I need, I would just get it.
Carlos got into the van. He watched the driver bribe police to cross the border. They arrived at a sugarcane plantation that night. When the sun rose, everyone was told to start clearing a new field. Then Carlos realized everything that man had told him.
It was just a lie. We are not here for a nice life, but we are here in a bad life.
So Carlos began laboring in the fields. I asked him if he was scared.
Yeah, you're so scared because if you don't do correctly your job, they hit you.
A year passed. Then one night, in the height of summer, Carlos ran away. He says he got the courage only because he didn't want to be hit anymore.
It was the stick that they were using that makes you being brave. It's not about your feelings and your thoughts and everything, no. You can be brave by force.
Carlos took off through the sugarcane fields until he found a road and flagged down a car. The driver brought him to the Amazing Grace Children's Home in Malalane. Some of the 30 children who live here were trafficked. Founder Grace Mashaba says they're proof that slavery never went away.
It never stopped. It was continuous, but it has another name, trafficking.
Mashaba and her colleagues are Africa's new abolitionists. They say the lack of public awareness about child trafficking is one reason it continues. Police say they have a number of programs to try to curb it, but critics say it's not enough.
There's little or nothing at all that has been done.
Vusi Nukuya is a grassroots anti-trafficking activist. He concedes that, on paper, government efforts look good.
I mean, there's been a lot of talks, a lot of workshops, a lot of, you know, partnership meetings. But on the ground, to have labor inspectors going into the field, they don't actually deal with the problem and kids continue to be exploited.
Carlos is in high school now. He's one of the oldest boys at the children's home.
This is my room and this is all what I've done.
He's an artist. And he shows me colored pencil drawings of waterfalls, sunsets, and his friends.
Everything what I'm thinking, I just draw it down.
As the children sing before dinner, Carlos says he's proud of his work, but there's something else too.
What makes me being proud of me is the way my life has been changed. I'm not a slave anymore.
He says he wishes other children could be so lucky. For The World, I'm Gretchen Wilson, Malalane, South Africa.
You can see photos of Carlos at theworld.org.